This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, as we move through another week of October, it's yet another week of harvest, and this morning's update comes to us from Stephanie Porter of Christian County. Stephanie spends a lot of her time talking with farmers around the state through her role with Burris and the Illinois Soybean Association, and today she'll talk to us about soybean yields and conditions throughout Illinois.
Well, I'm originally from Nokomis, Illinois, so Montgomery County, currently living in Christian County. So I'm currently the sales agronomist for Burris. So I cover the eastern portion of their territory. So I cover quite a wide area. So I get from Wisconsin all the way down to southern Illinois, covering central and eastern Illinois as well. I work with growers, customers, dealers, answering questions, also do product evaluation, focusing. I work with corn, of course, in my area, but my focus is soybeans.
Great. So that's what we'll call your full-time job, and then something that I know you do on the side or in conjunction with your work, you volunteer with the Illinois Soybean Association.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been doing that now for the last 2 years. I'm an Illinois Soy Envoy. So first and foremost, this program was started a few years ago, and what it does is they contact 4 to 5 different certified crop advisors in the state, and they want them to help do different things. They developed a website, so we write blogs every month. We've done podcasts. I've done webcasts, different programs. I was in charge of a field day this year. I was at the Farm Progress Show. Do interviews like this. Meet with growers. I've done side-by-sides. I've got to test out new products, so that's been exciting. I worked with drones this year, different new kinds of bug traps and different things like that. So I'm very excited. I've learned a lot from this program, and I continue to help farmers learn through the Illinois Soybean Association.
Well, what an awesome organization to be involved with, and I think it pairs nicely with your work with Burris and your farming background. And obviously, you said you've been visiting with farmers and traveling all over the place, so I know you've had the opportunity to talk with farmers and look at their fields and see the crops and how they're doing. So I guess we'll focus on soybeans today since we're talking about the Soybean Association. You know, throughout the growing season and now as harvest has started, comments about how the crops did and how the yields are looking and were we impacted by any diseases this year, or maybe just an overall summary of how the growing season went for soybeans.
For soybeans, of course, this, I told you earlier, this was quite a different year for me. So it just was different. The weather, I think, was the main factor for many across the state, whether it was too much at the beginning, of course, with corn. And then later on, people were seriously worried as the drought stretched through the central part of the state. And so that was on a lot of people's mind, especially pertaining to soybeans. I know the one thing, and it impacted our farm greatly, my brother started planting soybeans early in the last couple of years. And so many have followed that. So that's one of the things, the 6 steps to success for higher yields that we've been preaching at the Illinois Soybean Association. And I think that is one thing that has really kind of shined this year. And so for those who planted early, so when I say plant early, my joke kind of is I don't mean February, where we had a couple growers try that. And I'm not saying it's bad. But maybe mid-April, April to end of April is usually my definition of early planting. And so those that planted then, it just seems, and of course, you know, there's a lot of different factors that go along with high yield. But that kind of thing, that date really helped us out in getting some higher yields. The other thing is I think that, of course, some are saying some of the earlier maturities perhaps did a little bit better, maybe just because of the rainfall situation. But overall, I've been hearing some pretty high yields. And that's shocking. And some are trying to go back and figure out, you know, just maybe some did get a couple rainfalls there that helped, and soil type makes a difference as well. But overall, so far, I've been hearing some pretty high yields.
Well, that is great to hear. I know there was some skepticism throughout the growing season because at least here in mid-Illinois, either you got the rain showers and you were okay, or you didn't get them and you were really dry. It was very spotty. And I know there was even some concerns with USDA projections. But to hear you say overall we're having good yields, I think that's a positive.
Now, on the disease front, I mean, more of the disease issues, I would say, were further north that I experienced. But definitely this year was a year for insects. And it may not just been a one. We had a lot of Japanese beetles in the west, more than anybody could ever realize. They were kind of attacking your car as you drove through the state on that side of the state. But just overall, it wasn't just one particular pest. There were just a lot impacting soybeans this year, perhaps because of the milder winter or I mean, and just some pests that aren't normally an issue that are minor pests, but just a combined effort. So that was the other thing that I saw with soybeans that could have impacted yields. I continue to find, I carry a soil probe along with me wherever I go. If I have to, I soil test. A lot of times we find fertility issues easier in corn than soybeans, but that's another huge issue. That we continue to battle to try to get those yields. People may not have their fertility up to speed.
And when you say fertility, you're meaning nutrients in the soil for the plant to use?
Yeah, so I'm talking about mainly phosphorus, potassium, those two things. We continually have people that fertilize for their corn or ahead of their corn, but now people are starting to do some fertility ahead of soybeans as well. We know that if we want those higher yields, so above 60 bushels, they definitely require more nutrients. And so that's something else that farmers are doing now, kind of changing their ways from before.
You mentioned all of the Japanese beetles in the western part of the state, and I remember hearing about that, and you said it may have had an impact on yield. Do you know much about that yet? I mean, have enough soybeans come out that you'll be able to guess if it was actually impacted by the insects, or is it just kind of a guessing game?
Right now it's a guessing game, but I know that some of those farmers in the West, so the main time that you want to protect against, there's different thresholds, yada, yada, but the main time that we want to protect is during the reproductive stages of soybeans. So a lot of times, we're putting on our fungicides if they're needed and our insecticides at R3. So that's right when it starts to pod. And so that's when I'm really worried about, you know, insects impacting yield. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to seem unbelievable, but some of those Western Illinois farmers had to spray insecticides up to 3 times. Mainly, I heard this in the Roseville area, so that's more northwest. But they got to the point where they just quit spraying because they just didn't want to spend any more on inputs. I mean, that's how bad they were.
And that is crazy because, yeah, we had some insect pressure here, mid-Illinois, but nothing that severe that I recall hearing about or seeing.
No. But as you move south, I mean, there was just a various amount of pests. I mean, nothing that you would, normal pests that you would think of. Feeding on pods and that type of thing. So if you weren't out in the field, you didn't necessarily see what was going on. The other thing that's just kind of most recent with soybeans is, as we all know, and this is not something that we normally have to worry about in a normal year, but with the low humidity and the drought situation, and then we had the 10-day span or so of heat, those soybeans became ready. And we all know that the moisture levels of those can dramatically drop in a short amount of time, and that's what happened. So I started to get a lot of questions, concerns, worrying about 8 or 9% soybeans. And so the amount of yield that you can lose whenever you deliver those to the elevator is pretty high. And so that's another thing. Maybe with the rain, we're not going to have to be concerned about that now. But that was the most recent issue with soybeans, that questions that I was getting.
And do you think, since, you know, you're involved with looking at soybeans so often, is it pretty strange to you that a lot of farmers were cutting beans before they even touched their cornfields this fall?
Yeah. Yes, that it was abnormal, but I was reminded by my northern Illinois counterparts that they think that's normal to them. So it depends on where you are in the state. So when you go up by Chicago, when they're planting those earlier maturities, they have, you know, the shorter growing season, it takes a while for their corn to mature and get to 30%. So they are harvesting their beans always first. And so they giggled when I mentioned how strange that was for us to harvest our soybeans before our corn.
Well, it's always interesting to hear about farmers' operations throughout the state of Illinois, because even though we are one state, it's different everywhere.
That's true. That is very true.
Stephanie, thanks so much for your time today. You've had great information to share with us. If farmers would like a little bit more information from the Illinois Soybean Association or about the Soy Envoy program that you're involved with, what's the best way for them to find out more?
So you can always contact me. I'm on all social media. You can also contact them through social media. So the Illinois Soybean Association's all over on social media. Or just Google Illinois Soy Envoy, and you can visit our site, and you can contact any soy envoy that you choose.
Stephanie Porter of Christian County. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.